As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on The Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me tonight, it's my good friend, Mark Schindler. Mark, what's up?
Andrew, not much, man. We had a pretty exciting game winner. Quite a few things going on. Atlanta almost blew away a 12-point lead with like 50 seconds left. We had a good game, good slate of games tonight.
Yeah, there were some fun games. Let's start in OKC, where the Thunder win. This is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's third game winner in his young career. Hits a turnaround, one dribble shot to win this one, 123-101. A little revenge, if everybody remembers. Damian Lillard sent the Thunder packing just a few short years ago. And, you know, Shai did not wave goodbye. If I were Shai, I'd be waving goodbye to that Blazers team if I did something like that. Instead, what Shai did, which was so on brand, he went up and he dapped up the officiating crew after the game instead of waving goodbye like Dame did to the Thunder team. That's incredible, man. Mark, what did you see from this one?
It looked like this felt like a saying destiny game feels like a little bit much, but I mean, it was the game where Dame set the all-time Blazers scoring record.
Yep.
Especially late in the game, he started to take over. There were the flashes down the stretch. We're like, oh, okay, he's got it. He was making some beautiful kickouts. He scored with like 20 seconds left, just completely splitting the defense after looking like he might go for trying to wind down the clock. He goes for a 2-for-1, and just goes to score right away. And obviously, you know, Shai's alive and available, so there's always a chance. But as soon as I saw how the inbound play was being defended, I was like, oh, this is going to be money for Shai. Like, I was kind of surprised that they didn't just try and face guard him and keep him from getting the ball. They let him get to his left, and it's all he needed, man. Like, he's a superstar. Like, Shai skeptic headed into the year. I thought he was really good. Obviously, one of the most intriguing young players in the NBA. But I think it was so hard to know what to parse through with last year's sample and what that meant. And I mean, this year there's just really no question about it. The dude is a superstar. Also, I gotta say, shout out to Isaiah Joe. I have really loved what Isaiah Joe has brought OKC. It sounds like so minute, but this is like the exact kind of guy that I've wanted the Thunder to have for the last 3 years, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like, goes 3 of 6 from three tonight. And again, seems minute, but like, if you don't have his 3 of 6 from three, the team's shooting like 32% from deep, because for the most part, it's normally a guy out there who is either hesitant from three, not shooting well, or just not really a threat. And he's hitting stuff off movement. He forces things to happen. He's been really good.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of had this nice presence off the bench of three-point shooting from Joe and Muscala and Kenrich Williams, who were all phenomenal in this one, especially Kenrich. Mm-hmm. Man,
yeah.
Kendrick, this was the quintessential Kendrick Williams game. He comes off the bench, impacts it right away with just his physicality, his passing. He's kind of disrupting the Portland Trailblazers offense. He's got some steals. He was great. Classic plus 18 for Kendrick Williams in this one. He was phenomenal. Closed the game for them. And then Shea, he just finds a way in every game. He's ice cold to start this game. He's 2 of 10 at halftime. Just could not figure out a way to get it going. And then he scores 12 in the third quarter and another 12 in the fourth quarter. A big handful of that from the free throw line. He went 14 of 14 from the free throw line. That's kind of a regular thing for him. He's just been ridiculous shooting from the free throw line and just gets there whenever he wants. And it was just everybody else chipping in. You had Jalen Williams chipping in 13. Aaron Wiggins, who started this one, was 4 of 9 from the field for 12 points. By the way, the Thunder have not lost a basketball game this season when Aaron Wiggins starts. They're 6-0.
Just make him a full-time starter already. Come on.
I know. I feel like Mark Degnault does this just like to tease it and like knows that like Aaron Wiggins is a fixture in this rotation, but will hold him back at times. And then Lou Dort with 13 points on 8 shots. Just a phenomenal night for the Thunder. Very well balanced, plus the superstardom of Shea. Just a big time performance for them. And then on the Blazers side, Jeremy Grant, man, he's a story that I feel like needs to be talked about a little bit more. He's fit in so well with Portland, and it feels like he's taken like another leap. I know that he scored really well with the Pistons and played some really good basketball in OKC and in Denver. But I just feel like he's the impact of Jeremy Grant just feels a little bit bigger this year to me. I don't know if you've felt the same way.
No, I've totally felt that. I think this is the best version of Jeremy Grant we've gotten. Like you mentioned, I mean, just his skill development in the last half decade is pretty mesmerizing to look at. Like you look at, not to go too far back, but like you look at who he was at Syracuse, like a guy who really thrived just being athletic, you know, working on instincts and his length in their zone and just kind of thriving on flashes on offense, like was not really a shooter at all, thrived on getting to the line, and that was kind of it. Like I think he shot below 40% from the field his entire time at Syracuse. Same thing when he went to Philadelphia, like was kind of turning into a shooter when he got to OKC. Rounded out a little bit in Denver.
He was a backup center for the Thunder for a season.
Exactly. Exactly like you mentioned, like people remember the second season, but his first season in OKC, he was just kind of like an energy big. And yeah, then
exactly, I mean, does, what it was. Yeah.
Grows a little bit more in Denver as a shooter, and then goes to Detroit, does his thing becoming just this really enticing face-up and isolation guy. And obviously it was way overtaxing, but now, like you mentioned, like he just kind of feels in his best comfort zone with what he's bringing on both ends of the floor. And Portland falls to 17 and 14. But again, I didn't expect them to be even close to that to start the year. So it's been really fun to watch. They still need to round out. They were missing quite a few guys tonight too, not to take away from the Thunder because they were as well.
Sure.
But
Yeah. They get another chance to play the Thunder Wednesday night. They just stay in OKC and they play one more time. And man, big time shouts to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with that game winner. Next, let's go to Philly, where the Sixers beat the Raptors in overtime. Huge Pascal Siakam game. Huge third quarter. I want to shout him out because I feel like it probably gets a little bit lost in this one because the Raptors lost, and it's probably more about the Raptors losing streak if you want to talk Raptors. But Siakam's third quarter was just ridiculous. 16 points, 4 boards, 2 assists in the third quarter alone, as he finishes with 38, 15, and 6. But the story is this Philadelphia 76ers team that just continue to kind of scrape by. They're building their resume a little bit. They're starting to play a little bit better together. It's all about Joel Embiid, who finished with 28 points, 11 boards, 4 assists in this one, 14 of 15 from the free throw line. Mark, what did you see from this one?
Yeah, like you mentioned with Pascal, I mean, he was the best player on the floor tonight. He was so good. Easily. Like you mentioned that it looked like this was going to get out of hand for Toronto during that
down
second
big
quarter,
at half.
Especially.
Yeah.
It looked like it was like, okay, well, we're just going to call this one quits. But no, like you mentioned, Pascal was awesome. He really forced the issue, getting out in transition. They really didn't have anybody who could stick in front of him. I mean, Tobias Harris had some good moments. And Tobias Harris had a very good game overall, but more on that in a sec. Yeah. But I think, like, you look at this game, and to me, that's like, there have been rumblings of can or should Toronto tank, and I continue to look at Pascal and what he does, and it's like, I don't think you can do that with this guy on the roster. And then that's also the kind of guy that you don't trade. So it's right. In a weird spot. Like, I mean, again, like you look at this overall, they shot 11 of 40 from deep tonight. And that just can't happen. Like, their offense isn't even that good, and they still generate open looks because of what Pascal can do. I think that there are multiple guys just really mired into something right now. Like, if you get even a halfway decent Fred VanVleet game, they probably win this. And like, I mean,
you just get like a few, like two threes. I mean, they were 11 of 40 from three tonight. If there's 13 of 40, they win the game.
Yeah. And I mean, this was the first bad Sixers game this month, honestly. Like, they've been on a heater. They've been playing really well. But like I mentioned earlier, Tobias was really good tonight. Like, his defense, he kind of played up and down, playing on just about anybody. Joel and PJ both had really good individual possessions and stretches. And but again, the biggest thing is just like, Tobias getting up seven threes. Like, that never used to feel like a thing that we would see. He was electric from the corners tonight when they really couldn't get anything going downhill in the second half. So good win for the Sixers. Definitely one that they needed, and kind of the polar opposite for the Raptors, because it feels very much like the snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. So
yeah. Yeah, Tobias hit that big three that put the Sixers up. I mean, no one could score in overtime. So that three just kind of, it shouldn't have been the game-winning three, but it became the game-winning three because no one could make anything. The Raptors only scored 2 points in overtime. I mean, when the game slows down, this is what you're kind of scared of as a Raptors fan. It's like, when the game slows down, it's how in the world are we going to score? Is how it feels. And so, like, playoff basketball seems like a rough proposition for the Raptors, but big win for Philadelphia.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Cavs pummeled the Jazz 122-99. Jared Allen continues his phenomenal season with 20, 11, and 3 blocks to help lead the way. The Magic's win streak comes to an end tonight as they follow the Hawks 126-125. Trae Young, huge night, 37 points and 13 assists. And DeJounte Murray, who boy, saves the day. It felt like the Magic was going to continue their win streak, and DeJounte Murray luckily got fouled on that final jumper to seal this one with some late free throws. And then a big night for the Bruisers in New Orleans as the Bucks win 128-119. Giannis led the way with 42 points and 10 rebounds. But how about those big galoots? We got Brook Lopez with 30 points and 7 boards, and Jonas Valanciunas. Boy, this might be the line of the night. 37 points, 18 boards, 5 assists. Holy smokes. Mark, you got any quick thoughts on this one?
He went 7 of 10 from 3. as well in the game. Like, I think Jonas had 24 points at halftime. Like, he just was absolutely on one. And a part of that was how the Bucks were defending him, too. And they just were like, okay, I'm just going to play hard. And then they started closing out to him, and they had some real issues generating stuff. I thought the Bucks defense was killer in this. Like, they were really physical with Zion. They played Jrue Holiday on him for most of the game just to try and get up into his handle and make it harder for him to go off the bounce. I do think that he probably could have and should have gotten to the line more. He went eight times, and it felt like he could have gone more. Definitely felt like a learning game from the Pels. They've been on a little bit of a skid lately trying to generate some things and figure things out. But, again, big win for the Bucks. I feel like I just continue to enjoy what the Bucks are doing. Like, I don't have any huge takeaways on how Joe Ingles looked, but they just feel capable of getting contributions throughout the roster in a way that hasn't always felt the case other than their title year. So it's been nice to see that. Because like you mentioned with Brooke, like, yes, he took threes and he was good from outside, but it was more like, okay, well, they found ways to get him going on the interior when they had things that weren't necessarily going on from deep. Jrue started the game kind of erratic and then really got his floor game going without, you know, getting a little bit too shot happy like he can at times. So it's a good game from them.
In the tanking battle of the century, the Spurs beat the Rockets 124-105. Devin Vassell with 26, 4-5. All the Timberwolves needed, apparently, was to get rid of those two big men so that Anthony Edwards could get out there and do some damage. Edwards and Naz Reid defeat the Mavs 116-106. They each finished with 27 points, and Edwards had a near triple-double, 27-13-9. The Wolves are now on a three-game win streak. The Hornets played a really good game against the Sacramento Kings. They would not let the beam be lit tonight. They win 125-119. LaMelo Ball with 23, 5, and 12. The shorthanded Lakers fall to the Suns 130-104. Chris Paul led the way with 28 points, 2 boards, and 8 assists. And that is going to do it for today's show. Tampering is up next. Mark, send us out.
Ding, ding, y'all.